You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. I don't know if I would want this as my Mag T, whose Twitter is at Magnificent Turd. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd want that as my Twitter handle. He says, "Opa, he's a Greek because of all that Italian slur." That's not the. I'm Greek and Italian, but mostly Italian, I think. Even though it's half and half. The Astros and starting pitcher Lance McCullers in negotiations for a new contract that'll keep him in Houston. The Chronicle is reporting that the offer is strong. McCullers set to make $6.5 million this year. He's 32 and 25 in five seasons with the Astros. So that is 57 decisions. He, in five seasons, he averages, you know, 10 decisions a year. That's not enough. He's got to stay on the field. That's obviously with
the Astros. Might be enough for the Astros.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what the strong offer is.
He wants to stay here, too.
He wants to stay here. He has made it clear he wants to be here.
Very tight with Carlos Correa. They got a podcast that's picking up a lot of steam.
I don't know that Carlos is
going to stay
here.
Do you know their podcast is on like a big national podcast? I think they're on satellite radio now. Their podcast has been picked up.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing like major, major stuff now in MMA. They go to the fights. They get invited by Dana White. And they love baseball, but they love MMA too.
Yeah, no, they love it. But it's not like our podcast, which you can find now on ESPN975.com. That's where, and you don't have to go to Podcast Arena anymore. It's right on our website. And like when we have special segments, like we had Sister Jean, and we're going to have Tony Valentine.
Today?
No, Tony's coming on tomorrow for the tournament. He's got winners for us.
God, man, my eyes are killing me.
Mine too. I don't know what's going on in here. Did you guys spray something in here? So that I have another iPad? Did you do something in here? My eye is killing me too.
Somebody was asking about Dell. We'll get back to the Astros. But somebody was asking about Dell.
Great.
And I said, Dell, I think it was...
Yeah, I think he sabotages.
It wasn't LeShane. I was in Riel, and somebody else was asking. I said, Dell is... I said, we legitimately wanted John to wear an eye patch. And I said, Dell openly said he hoped that John had some kind of emotional trauma to where he wasn't sure if his sight was going to come back. Like, he openly said that with his out loud voice.
Yeah, I'm not backing down from that. I still wish that would have happened. And?
What the hell?
What?
Now I might need an eye patch because you wish this on me.
Well, hope
you
remains.
You wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Hope remains. I'm not looking for permanent damage. I was just hoping that Monday you woke up with blurred vision. You're like, wait a minute. They told me this would be fine by Monday. You drive in a little worried. That's all.
And guess what? Now it's hurting.
Well, I don't know what's the cause of that. I mean, you got that open spray bottle pointed at you. I'm not sure. Maybe fumes are coming off it.
Yeah, right? Look at
I don't know why that's on the table. Maybe you guys should look into that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Well, that's supposed to
We're
kill.
We're sitting in here with coronavirus. Just being sprayed right in our eyes. How about this? You might have wished this on Tatis. You've been the one. What if he gets hurt? What if he's hurt? Tatis is hurt already.
I didn't tell him to give him a $14 million contract, a 14-year contract.
$340 million man.
I mean, that's why you don't give 14-year contracts. What's his injury?
Undisclosed. He had to leave the team. He had to leave the field yesterday. All right.
Oh, well. Hold on a second.
His hand was on his right hip.
Ooh.
Oh, Kermit. He's drinking the tea like Kermit.
Y'all out here trying to give 14-year contracts. That's not what smart people do. Because I'm sure he'll be healthy for 14 years.
You lock up Tatis. That's what you do.
He'll be healthy for 14 years.
Lock him up. Lock him up. 340, he's going to be he's going to be pissed about that contract when it's all said and done.
$50 million for 6 years. There's just $300 million. You got him locked up.
By the way, I don't know. We're hearing Lance McCullers negotiations. We're coming in. We're single digits away from opening day. Have we heard a Carlos Correa deal yet?
Nope.
No. No.
Hey, if Lance stays, that helps with the Carlos thing, hopefully.
Well, I would imagine, but they can do it Zoom-wise.
It doesn't have the same energy. I think they need to be in the same room.
I do, too.
So, Carlos, so get Lance signed, and then maybe Carlos is next. Would you be happy with that?
Opening day, Thursday, April 1st. What's today?
That's Wednesday, March 24th.
8 days away.
8 days away.
And opening day is 8 days away.
And we don't have a deal yet for Carlos Correa. Did you all say what the rumored offer is for Lance McCullers? No, we did not.
Didn't have it.
We don't. It's not out.
Here's the Astros projected lineup for 2021 according to RotoChamp. Jose Altuve 1, Carlos Correa 2, Michael Brantley 3, Bregman 4, Yordan 5, Yuli 6, Tucker 7, Martin Maldonado 8, and Miles Straw 9. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds good.
Jose leading off?
Yeah.
I have a problem.
I don't know if
it.
I put Correa second, but okay.
Who would you put second?
I might put
Brantley.
I might put Brantley second.
You want Correa? I think I'd rather have the better hitter third. Two spots behind Altuve. If Altuve gets a single and Brantley gets a single, you're first and third. If Altuve gets a single and Correa grounds out,
you might have a double.
And Brantley gets a base hit, then you got a score.
Or it's a double play.
Brantley two away if he hits from into Altuve. A double play and a ground
ball. Brantley?
No,
Correa. Correa?
Too fast.
He's too fast?
Too fast hitting a double play.
Well, then you. Okay, so they get the force. You still don't score a run. You're still first and third with a Brantley single.
Oh, are these projections?
How about
they
your
have
first and
guys?
Third with nobody out with Brantley second?
You know what? These are projections they have on these guys.
I take first and third with nobody out as opposed to first and third with one out.
So what do you think about these projections? Jose Altuve, 22 homers, a 283 average, and an 810 OPS.
Oh, I'm going higher than 283. I'll go over. I'm going over 283. I'm going over 300.
Not 22 homers, though?
I like 22. That's
their OPS is 810.
I'm
Jose Altuve.
Higher.
Okay, Carlos Correa, OPS 807, 26 home runs.
I think it's probably 40, 45.
I would bet under 26 home runs. Unless we continue to say,
really?
This is the year he gets to 30. Name the year he hit 30 home runs.
No, I can't.
Because it doesn't exist.
No, I can't, but.
Is he going to stay healthy? 162?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. I don't like, now, averages, average, what's his average? What do they got his average?
267. And OPS 807.
See, dude's got to hit more than that if he's going to get his, I mean, he is asking for the world right now. You got to hit more. You got to have a bigger OPS.
Damn, with 140 Ks, too. Michael Brantley, they're projecting 293 with an 809 OPS. What kind of slappies do you think the Astros are fielding here?
What's Bregman?
16 home runs. Breggy, they got 30 homers. He'll go more than that. 30. With a 277 average and a 903 OPS.
I don't mind that. That sounds okay. That sounds about right.
96 RBIs. Yordan, 33 bombs and a 928 OPS.
Okay.
I think it's at least 1,000. Yuli, 19 home runs, 269, OPS of 750.
Ooh. That's not good. What's Tucker?
27 bombs.
Wow.
They're projecting him up. 260 average.
He's all bowed up.
And an 806 OPS.
806 with 27
bombs?
Do you
remember when the Astros used to all be over 900 OPS?
No, Tucker's OPS will be over 850. Yeah. No.
Maldonado, 214. Yeah. Miles Straw, right. 260. Three home runs, that's 30 stolen bases. You think the Astros are going to have a guy with 30 stolen bases?
Yes.
You do?
They did with Altuve. Now they got it again.
Is he Altuve is a full-time guy. You think Straw's going to be full-time?
I don't. He's got to hit early if he's going to be.
Yeah, I don't see him getting 30
well,
stolen
no,
bases.
No. He's the first out. There's no question. But here's the deal, though. In a lot of games, you don't take him out for defensive replacement. We'll see. You know what? That's not the guy. Brantley's the one that's going to leave the game for a defensive replacement. But yeah, I think they're going to give Straw all the opportunity they can give him to start hitting. He's got to come out of the gate strong though if he wants to pick up 30 stolen bases this year. He's definitely got to.
Cuz that means he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't, and the defense is great, but they're going to be messing around with that lineup. I would think Dusty will tinker early on. I mean, if you're going to, that's when you do it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, probably. You know, and Diaz is going to get some at-bats. We'll see if Souza does. We'll see. We'll see what Dusty's got in store. It's 8 days away. Holy crap. We got baseball season. Going to Oakland. Facing Mike Fiers, by the way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll see Mike Fiers. Fiers
can't wait
Mike
to get
Fiers
on.
Already got a lingering injury that's not letting him pitch.
Well, guess what? They come here the following week. It better be a 2-week injury.
Doesn't matter. This chicken bleep is not going to pitch.
It's
unbelievable.
Listen, it better be a 2-week injury because they come here right after. And I'd love to see Mike Fiers in Houston.
2-week injury? How long? He's been out for a while now, right?
Who?
Hasn't he been out for a while?
Yeah. Fiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was projected to be back pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, he's coming back. He's going to pitch.
The headline from the
can't wait to get to pitch against the Astros.
Well, the headline from the Athletic: A's camp intel. Who might replace Mike Fiers?
That's just the first week.
Sure.
Okay. That's what I'm talking.
You ain't
about.
Seeing Mike Fiers.
Yeah.
Mike Fiers ain't showing up.
912 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 713-780-3776 if you want to hang with us.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
915 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. By the way, we didn't even mention Brian Abreu yesterday. Brian Abreu is not projected to make the team. He looked really, really good. That's a big dude. That's another big dude. I wonder if he and Scrub are going to be what's going to happen there. That'll be interesting to see that bullpen. I think it's going to be a decent bullpen this year. I mean, obviously you're unsettled at closer, but for the most part, there's a lot of decent arms in that pen.
Mm-hmm.
Better than I've
seen. It feels like.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's just because some of them are new, but some of them are young. Some of them actually like Scrub. I feel pretty good about.
I do too.
I don't feel bad about him.
And Abreu,
we'll see with Abreu. He couldn't pull it together last year, but we know he's a big dude with a big arm. You know, he's got a regular. Last year was such a weird season that now he's got a regular camp. Everything's on board. Remember, baseball was split up last year. You had spring training, then it got shut down, and now, you had the beginning of spring training, then it got shut down, and then you started playing baseball again later. You know, the guy who is really one of the keys is Ryan Pressly, and I don't feel great about it because it's been a year and a half, and he hasn't been able to really pull it together. But if Ryan Pressly could pull it together, my gosh, what a, you know, that would be phenomenal if you could get that Ryan Pressly back again that you had back in 18.
Oh, gosh.
How great would that be?
That would be awesome. That guy can be the closer if in fact, he's that guy and not. 20 years ago today. Randy Johnson obliterated that bird 20 years ago today. Man, that was the perfect storm. You remember that pitch where he hit the bird as it's flying by the batter?
Yep.
That's impossible. What are the odds that a bird would fly by and you could destroy it?
Astronomical.
That's unbelievable.
Once in a lifetime.
With a 100 mile an hour pitch.
Once in a lifetime. It's impossible. You could throw pitches every single day at that same place and not hit a bird and blow it to smithereens.
And it did.
Because it just went.
I mean, if that did that to a bird.
That's heaters, though.
That's a hundy that he's hit. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us. You're more than welcome to do that. We haven't talked about Deshaun in a while. We're going to talk about him at 10 o'clock. Terry Yates is going to be joining us here in studio to talk about the strategy of Rusty and Tony. And the two of them traded some statements yesterday and we will talk about that. And, you know, everything that's going on and the legality, criminality of this whole process, all of those things. Terry's going to break it down for us. He's a lawyer. I like to think of myself as a lawyer because I've watched a lot of Law and Order.
Yeah, you got some insight.
And then my daughter is a doctor, so
yeah.
So I really like to think of myself as a lawyer, but I'm really not. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, John, you're probably a lawyer, but I'm not. So we'll get a real lawyer in here, and he can break it down for us. So we'll do that. Chris says, I did it off the tee box. All we found was the bird's head. That's perfect, too. If you hit a bird off the tee box, you know, hit a golf ball, and it hits the bird, and that's all they found was the bird head.
Okay, here's a question. That's pretty creepy. Here's a question for you. If that happened in a tournament, how does that play?
I think that you get to hit over again.
What if you didn't? What if you had to play it where it lies?
I might. You might. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Well, I know if you hit.
What happens if a
you
squirrel,
hit telephone lines or any kind of? Well,
what happens
that's
when a squirrel comes out and gets like knocked your ball?
You get to replace
ball.
It where it was. If a bird picks up your ball and flies, it's capping. A bird picks up your ball and flies away.
In a tournament?
Yes.
In a PGA tournament?
Yes, it's happened.
Bird flying off the ball.
A bird came up.
Yeah, but it's easier because it's televised. You can watch it. You could get a ruling on where it is.
Yeah.
How about squirrel grabs the golf ball and you and your buddy are just on it? First of all, if you and your buddy are playing and you hit a bird, that's a redo.
Well, it happens with a golf ball hitting a golf ball on a green.
Yeah.
And you just replace it where you thought it was. That's what you would do.
Yeah, but hitting a bird is going to screw your shot up off the tee box. You and your buddies are just doing, that's just a reshot, right? Yeah.
It's right here. What's the ruling when a bird steals your golf ball? Check out the account. The ruling is you replace it where you thought it was.
Are you reading that or are you just saying that out loud?
No, it's right here.
Okay. So tell me what the ruling is when you hit a bird off the tee box.
I'm telling you. I don't know what the ruling is.
But you and your friends would just say, hit it again.
I would say hit it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yep.
Even if it's for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's the carryover and there's 12 skins on the line.
Now, maybe.
It's a par three. Well, you're not going to end on a par three. Let's say it's the par four and you're off in the woods a little bit and he just hit a bird. You're going to say redo?
No, I'm going to say play it where it lies.
I knew you would.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
So your justice is a moving target. Like,
right.
You have moving goalposts for your justice.
Depends on how much
is on the line. Yeah.
Right. And where my ball. Now, if I'm on the green, I'm going to say, well, I don't care.
You know what you'd be great on? Banshee.
Of course, if I putted like I did yesterday, I wouldn't.
They will take matters into their own hands sometimes.
Banshee
if they
does.
Need to. Yeah, it's the rules are not really.
Did he take that woman into his own hands too?
Multiple. But this is the thing. Consensual. But this is the thing.
Mm.
And Banshee, like, he's not really a cop. He's just playing a cop. He's playing a sheriff, but he's not really a sheriff. So his justice is a little different. That's kind of like you.
He's not really a cop?
No, he's a criminal.
He's a criminal who just
I watched the first one. That's right. They thought he was the cop that was going to come in and
clean up
the
town.
No, the cop was actually there, got killed in a fight in a bar, and he's like, I'll be taking this identity.
Yeah. So the entire series is about protecting, you know, his fake identity. At least part of the series is about that.
But every once in a while, he'll get off.
I watched that first one.
But every once in a while, he'll get off on some, he'll just randomly just be doing a crime, just, you know. Be jacking somebody.
Yeah, because his past catches up with him and he has to commit these crimes to stay ahead of the game.
Sometimes he just likes to steal stuff.
Who doesn't? Yeah, well, do you think it's healthy for you to associate life with what you see in Banshee?
When this happens accidentally, there's no penalty and the player normally must accept the result, whether favorable or not, and play the ball from where it comes to rest after it hits a bird. You have to play it where it lies. So I'm sorry, that's the rule. There's nothing I can do about it. Now, if you hit something that man-made, like a telephone wire or anything else, telephone line that is in line of sight from the tee box, you get to hit it over.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hit a bird, you have to play it where it lies. Yeah.
You do.
Now, if the ball is lying there and a bird comes up and takes it, you can replace it. You can replace it where. Kelly Kraft hit a hit a bird in flight on the par 3 14th, and the ball dropped into the water in front of the green. Kraft made double bogey and finished at one over par at Harbortown. This happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, April 13th, 2018. It happened. So there's your answer right there. Kelly Kraft says, yeah, I got a double bogey because of that damn bird, and I hit a beautiful shot. The Texans signed Chris Conley.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's why there's no
Kansas City, played at Kansas City.
Yeah, he's got some speed. He's got some size.
Was he at Jacksonville last year or something?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
He was and did not factor in. But he's one of those guys with height, weight, speed, a traits guy. So that's an interesting – boy, they are just throwing different
– yeah, just throwing it up against the wall.
I like the names I'm hearing, though. I mean, Conley – so now it looks like what? Looks like Conley – we'll see if Coulter even makes his team. But you got Conley, you got Coulter, Brandon Cooks, Cobb – who was the other wide receiver that they brought in?
The Erickson.
Yeah, Alex Erickson from the slot. I mean, they are now piecing together a roster so that they don't have to reach at any one position, which is good. I didn't think they'd be able to do this because I thought they'd need to keep their money open for trading Deshaun, but apparently that's not a concern anymore.
You speaking of money, they've just restructured your favorite player on the Texans, John.
Whitney?
Yep.
I knew it.
And it's not just a simple restructure, according to Mike Garofalo, of his base salary to bonus. Biggest change, 22 to 23 converted to voidable years. So the longtime Texan is now slated to be a free agent after this season. Team gets $4 million in cap space.
Wow, he changed that to voidable years?
And yeah.
Why would he do that with the seasons that he's having?
Because he knows that
what?
He at least gets money this year. You think there's a market for Whitney Merciless year where you're already at wave three of free agency and it's pandemic money?
Zero money for him.
Nah.
What about Andre Roberts? We forgot about him.
And Andre Roberts.
So the cap hit
and
for
Kiki QT?
And Kiki QT, right.
Mm-hmm. So the Whitney deal, it's
Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, they signed a lot of wide receivers.
Dude, wow.
Yeah, they're throwing it up against the wall, seeing what sticks. That's all.
The cap hit for Whitney this year is 8. Dead cap would be 15, so
he's definitely
going to be on the roster.
But you know what he's going to do? You're going to be standing. You stand over there. Just stand there.
He wasn't going to play either.
You know what? Put your
I don't even think he'll be active.
I don't think he will either.
Brandon Cooks, Andre Roberts, Isaiah Coulter, Kiki QT, Chris Moore from Baltimore, special teams guy, Dante Moncrief, Stephen Mitchell, Randall Cobb, and now Chris Conley.
Wow. 926 ESPN.
That's 8.
97.5.
That's 9 wide receivers already on the roster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, guys that are, I guess,
Cole
we'll see.
Toner.
Supposed to make
what?
The team.
Oh, wait. I forgot they have Cole Cabral, too. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
yeah, everybody
8,
forgot
9,
they have
10,
him.
11, 12 guys on the offensive line on the roster. 12 on the roster.
It's crazy.
They're ready to go to camp right now and make cuts.
Well, and he's still signing guys.
So your tight ends are Farrell Brown, Ryan Izzo, who they brought in, by the way, formerly in New England. So he's on the team. Well, who's not going to be there? Kahale Warren. They're going to be like,
beat it.
Third rounder, dead. A third rounder did nothing. You got Paul Quisenberry, Kahale Warren, Farrell Brown, Jordan Akins, and Ryan Izzo. There's 5.
Akins makes the team.
Quarterbacks, you have Ryan Finley, Tyrod Taylor, and Deshaun. Running backs, David Johnson, Mark Ingram, Phillip Lindsay, Buddy Howe, Scotty Phillips, and Dontrell Hilliard. You got a ton of guys. D. Lyman, Omenihu, Blacklock, Malik Collins, P.J. Hall, Vincent Taylor, Duke Ejiofor, Derek Rivers.
Oh, Ejiofor, we forgot about
him. Brandon Dunn, this other guy. I can't pronounce his name. Whitney, Jordan Jenkins, Jacob Martin, Zach Cunningham, Kirksey, Trey Davis, Nate Hall,
they got a
Hardy Nickerson, Joe Thomas.
A dozen linebackers.
Kevin Pierre-Louis. Yeah. I mean, if you want to use strong side, yeah. So, I mean, they haven't gone to a 4-3 yet. It's not official.
No.
They're still listed as 3-4 team.
But Lovey's going to
4-3. But anyway, 1-2. Okay, if we use, and there's the Jack. Well, the Jack is the DN. So if we go 1-2-3-4-5-6... 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 linebackers right now.
Yeah.
Terrell Adams, Dylan Cole, Kyle Emanuel.
Gone.
Well, they haven't been signed anywhere. Gerrion Conley, no idea. Look at all these amazing DBs, too. Vernon Hargraves, Cornell Armstrong, A.J. Moore.
All those
formerly
guys
of New England.
Those guys are gone.
Terrence Brooks, formerly of New England. Well, we're just getting New England's leftovers.
That's what we do. That's what we are, the Patriots.
Keon
now.
Crossan.
713-780-3776. March and the madness continues. Guess what? The tournament ain't over, people. Whether you filled out a bracket or not, there are lots of games to make a little more interesting. You know what I'm saying. How about getting some action in those games with MyBookie? They got lines on every matchup, plus intriguing props on players and games. Get started now. Go to MyBookie.ag, sign up, use promo code BET975. BET975. Secure a deposit of up to $1,000. That's promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. College hoops, NBA, NHL, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands. Baseball's coming up, too. You like to bet baseball? You got that as well. And they have my favorite, live in-game betting. Choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into a payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
CBS Sports ranks the top five players at each position. How many Astros rank in the top five at their position?
Oh my God, you're going to tell me it's one.
Bregman. Nope.
Bregman's not in top five?
He is. It's more.
Okay, good. So two Branker, would be...
But Bregman is down to fifth at his position.
Is Correa in there?
He's not in there.
Okay, he shouldn't be in there. But Altuve should still
Altuve's
be there.
Third.
Okay, good. After that, I'm at zero. That's it.
Brantley ranks fifth in left field.
Brantley's a top five left fielder in baseball.
Yeah, well, he's to do this. A 300 hitter. It's a
no. I know he can hit. He's a top five.
Top five player at his position. Yeah, it's
he's one of the top five out of 30. He's in the top
left
five.
Field. Juan Soto one. He's only 14, but he's one right. Number one. Christian Yelich, Marcelo Ozuna, Eloy Jimenez, and Michael Brantley. They did have the third best.
But Yelich, we're just giving him the benefit of the doubt.
After last year.
Yeah. But you kind of have to.
You have to. And then there's one more at his position.
Are they going Yordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes Nelson Cruz one, Jorge Soler.
I think that's fair based
Yordan's
on his 1 year.
Yordan's three, JD's four,
he was
JD
rookie
Martinez,
of the year.
And Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton's fifth. With his bajillion-dollar contract.
What a waste. There's another one. Long-term contract you're getting murdered on.
Wow, this is interesting. Starting pitching, Jacob DeGrom is number one. Garrett Cole is number two. Shane Bieber, three. Aaron Nola, and then Walker Buehler. Huh. Josh Hader, former Astro, is number one reliever. Hendricks, Devin Williams, James Karinchek and Aroldis Chapman is fifth. So four Astros made it at their positions, and Carlos Correa is not one of them. Carlos Correa is asking for a big contract, people, and a long-term contract. And according to this, it goes Tatis, Lindor, Trevor Story, Corey Seager, and Trey Turner, all ahead of Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa, I saw in one place.
Trey Turner can. He's great defensively.
And he can hit.
He can hit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I'm sitting here working off the Carlos Correa in the playoffs model.
Yeah. Go look at Carlos Correa's regular season. Not great. Not great. Washington Nationals last year. He had 200. Trey Turner last year hit 335. That's pretty good.
Look at what the question is right now on Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman.
Should James Harden be MVP favorite? And the answer is no. And the answer is no.
He's four, according to your bookmaker, yeah, right?
Right.
Or the ones that we get the odds from.
Jokic is one.
But should James, now that he's a net, he should. Yeah, obviously. Now that good James has surfaced, the one who knows how to play basketball and is a team-friendly guy and all this stuff, and now that the national narrative has changed, yeah, James is MVP.
Look at his numbers. 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 17 assists last night.
Last night, yeah. Oh, he's going off on the
assists.
He's going off on it.
Well, and his scoring is down. His assists are up. It's exactly what... Listen, they got exactly what they wanted. That James Harden that they wanted. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, the Giannis, I don't want to play with him because, you know, I want to actually touch the basketball. It's a misnomer. It's actually inaccurate. James is still going to be ball dominant, mm-hmm. but he's going to share the basketball and he's going to make winning plays for you.
Right.
He's pretty damn good with the bat. I mean, making spectacular plays. He's a little loose with it, obviously, with his turnovers. He's not nearly, but he takes so many chances that lead to easy baskets. It kind of does it make up for it? Like big plays make up for turnovers in football? You know, a quarterback that can hit for 20 over 25 yards.
No, I think
yards.
Football turnovers are much more potent.
Well,
I think
when you're talking
relative.
About.
I think it's relative.
When you're talking about 5-1.
Well, I mean, if
basketball turnovers for every one.
But if James is 3-1 is still pretty good for James, actually.
Yeah.
9-3 is pretty good. Actually, that's very good for James. You would take 3-1. If you got 4-1 for James, it would be really hard to beat a James Harden team.
Yes.
You got 4 assists to just 1 turnover. You know, you're saving probably 3 possessions a game. If you really look at it like that, you're getting 3 additional possessions a game. That could be viewed as a difference of 2 points per game, potentially 1.5 points a game to 2. Like, those are big swings. That's considered huge swings. That's why that study, the analytics groups figure out how many points per possession are we going to get. That's the major thing for analytics, is what are your points per possession? What do you bring to the table from a points per possession standpoint? Are you a positive or are you a negative? Do you have assists? Do you have plays that they create, plays that keep the ball alive, or are positive plays? And James is obviously very high on that.
He's still turning the ball over like he did in Houston.
He's going to.
But he's got more assists. This is his highest assist numbers ever.
Assists to turnovers at his best?
No, it's 11.5 to 4.2. Yeah, actually it is his best. Oh, yeah, it is his best. That's his best numbers. 11.5 to 4.2, which is it's under 3. It's 2 point something. But he's rebounding more now than he ever did in Houston. Getting more defensive rebounds than he ever did. More offensive rebounds than he ever did. His free throw shooting is the same. His 3-point shooting is back to 36%. There, and his field goal percentage is 46.8, which is second highest in his career. So he's playing better in every, other than the points scored, he's at 25.4, but he's actually sharing the basketball more. He's doing exactly what, if I'm the Nets, exactly what I would want him to do.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing it quite a bit without the other two. Like, Kevin Durant's been out for a while now.
Yeah, Kyrie's
on a birthday. He's on his birthday week, so he's not playing. Right. Kyrie's a middle-aged, 20-something-year-old woman taking a birthday week.
Yeah. I mean, this is his birthday month. I'm pretty sure he's been celebrating all month.
Isn't he have personal issues?
It's a family matter. That's family why he can't matters. Play.
It can't just be his birthday. Issues,
well, someone tweeted, it isn't because of this, isn't it? And it screenshotted that it's Kyrie's birthday. It was Kyrie's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Just know that is he taking time off because of his birthday?
Yes.
Is at least plus 130.
It's definitely a possibility.
Close to being. I just can't live in this time. Oh, where it could be that a player takes off time because his birthday. That can't be a real thing. Stop it, Dell. He's trying to do his thing.
I don't know that it is real, but Kyrie opens
it feels
it
like
up
it could be real.
For it to be real.
Did Kyrie answer?
No, someone tweeted the Nets because the Nets through Twitter announced that Kyrie was not going to be on the road trip because of a family matter. And someone was like, they screenshotted that it was his birthday. It's not because of this, is it? And someone, we talked about it yesterday, someone quote tweeted that and go, what, you ain't never been paid for PTO before? Kyrie on paid time off?
Is that what we're doing now?
Possibly.
Paid time off. No. No, that's what the whole off season is. Do you have an off season? That's what I'd ask that person. Do you have an off season?
Like a 3-month off season?
Yes, right. No. This is PTO. It's birthday. I got birthday.
Look, if you can get away with it, why not take it?
Why not? 713-780-3776. It is 9:41 here on ESPN 97.5. Taking a quick break. It's a minute, so don't go anywhere.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Chris is here from Lucille's 1913. We're going to be eating good. I know you guys don't care, but we do, okay? So think about us for a change. There is their inaugural golf tournament. It is an 18-hole scramble. It starts at noon. Food is going to be provided by Lucille's 1913. It is on April 12th. April 12th. We'll be out there. We're going to do the show out there at Herman Park. It's at Herman Park. We're going to do the show out there. And then I'm going to play. You can't play because you have herpes as a shoulder, so you won't be able to play.
That's sad. Not enough rehab of that herpes to be able to play.
Right. Well, he didn't go to enough masseuses.
Rude.
Maybe he should, since Deshaun can't go to masseuses anymore, he gets some numbers.
I don't think.
Can you get digits off Deshaun for your masseuse?
No.
Can you fix your shoulder?
Can you
go to a physical therapy? It's stretching.
Oh.
It's not massage.
You don't want
work.
A Swedish massage and say, hey, can you work on my groin shoulder?
Work on my herpes.
Gentle. Can you
I don't think you should put that in the DMs. Yeah, I've got herpes of the shoulder. Yeah. Is that something he can work on?
Right.
I'm glad
anyway, call
that.
Deshaun. Get some digits.
Julia's right there.
Why are you? Julia is 20-something years old. You don't think she's heard
the word?
Can
y'all just say dislocated shoulder like a regular person?
But that's not what you have.
That's not what you have.
Julia,
it's forever.
I had dislocated shoulder. I can have you talk to the doctor if you need to. And if you want to file reports
she's on not
these
your
guys
lawyer.
For HR, that's fine. If you want to file reports,
Lance.
John Granato. Born in Chicago, kicked out of Chicago, Dell, bi-coastal, and
I'm
also
bi.
Has family who have been extradited to his dad, extradited his brother.
It wasn't a lawful thing. He just
Nigeria.
Sent them away.
No.
It's not extradition. He didn't commit a crime. My dad just said get out of here.
Kind
of
did.
You're on my nerves.
Yeah, beat it.
Anyway, back to April 12th at Herman Park. Steve Francis is going to be there. Steve Francis. Owen Daniels is going to be there. You're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
LPGA golfer Maggie Noel. And okay, Maggie Noel is going to be good. She's better than you, Lance, I'm pretty sure. There's going to be dinner on the 18th fairway. Lucille's is going to set it up. Silver Eagle and Highway Vodka going to be out there. Go to Eventbrite. Actually, go to Lucille's 1913 website. And you can sign up through Eventbrite. Eventbrite is where you can sign up. So the B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite. So Lucille's is doing this. They are doing it. The money goes towards, we'll go to Hot Meals for future meal drops. And the money goes toward the Imani School, help fund their robotics and coding program. It's a hands-on program, enhances interest in science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Are they building robots over there?
Hopefully the ones that fight the bad robots.
Well, did you see in Japan now, they're making robots that are, they're real people. It's like Westworld. It's like really, really getting scary.
Yeah, it's been really scary.
Yeah.
I'm like the timeline to check out on all the
Maybe it was Japan
the
or Russia.
The weather and temperature. I'm like, know. You know what? Let me think. I got the weather. All right, so we got the global warming thing. I'm going to burn into a million pieces. I've got the way the society is falling apart. Mm-hmm. We got robots coming, and I'm trying to look at the timeline, and I'm thinking, how long do I have? Do I have 10 years before all this happens? Like, what? How many years of...
Oh, I'll be dead. I'm fine with it.
Moderate happiness can I have?
I don't care. I'll be dead.
The world completely...
As long as they don't, you know, destroy all the golf courses, if there's like some kind of attack.
Gonna house where are they going to house robots?
Right.
Golf courses.
No.
It's easy to
actually,
house them.
Actually, they're probably going to be the caddies.
There's clearings. There's well, that'll
robotic
happen
caddies.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, but hopefully you'll also get them attached to drones where the robots can fly, lift up, and get wherever they need to very quickly. So that they can attack slash help us.
And then we can tell. We could coat them with jelly robots, right? So that the
you
mosquitoes.
You want to turn the jelly, the robots into jam boys?
Jam boys. Yeah.
We okay, can have sure.
So that the mosquitoes won't attack us?
Sure, I guess.
Will that be
colonizer?
Shoot lasers at mosquitoes. Beep, beep. And you're like, oh my God, this is super scary.
Hey, quiet please, robot. Okay, with your bing bing. I'm trying to hit a ball.
I
here.
Don't know if I talk
can't
to robot
hit it.
That way.
Yeah, robot. Hey, shut up, robot. Before I give you a fresh one.
Okay, how's that going to work for you?
713-780-3776. So Lucille's 1913, the website. You can see all the information. It's going to be fun. It's April 12th, and it is out at Herman Park. And
for a great cause.
Steve Francis is
going to
be
there. This guy is doing so much, Chris Williams, for the community in terms of feeding people. It is
He's
astonishing.
Unbelievable.
And you know what the chefs say? The people in the chef world? They love Chris. They're like, dude, he is so not about him. There's other chefs in the city who are all about them and try to put themselves out in front of everything and get on TV all the time. All he's doing is just out there doing work, and you've maybe never even seen him. And he's quietly putting all this together. No one trying to seek him out. No one trying to, you know, I mean, his own publicists are trying to, who we know, Nick Scherfield and his group, trying to promote this so that they can raise money so he can do more things. How he runs a business and does this, but I was in his, I was at the restaurant a couple weeks ago and had a smothered pork chop. This is good. But they had music, live music playing too, and a kick-ass patio. It was a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people getting really into the music.
Yeah.
Really into it.
Chris is doing...
what's that mean?
Doing work.
I mean, it's this guy who knew one of the guys who was singing... And he was like, he was just gesticulating, dancing.
He was Elaine dancing?
Yes, Elaine dancing.
You made
at his own
sound
table.
Like there was some woman doing gyrations or something.
No, it was a man doing it.
I don't want that.
Well, he's at his own table. He's all excited because he knew the lead singer.
I don't care. I don't want to see no man excited about another man up on the stage. I don't want to see that.
What are you talking about?
Well,
you guys, how do y'all act when you're at the Masters? Yeah! All dudes.
He's got
dudes
a point.
Watching dudes. Am I wrong?
He's got a
golf,
point.
Golf excites everybody. Okay.
What?
There's nothing more exciting than golf, especially at Augusta.
You never got excited when you were watching that guy play the flute or whatever that you used to
Jethro
like?
Jethro Tull?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't gyrate.
He was like,
stuff
get it,
like
Jethro.
That.
What'd you do? Sit there quietly?
Ian Anderson.
What's it? The
yes.
same thing.
Yeah.
You may not be moving, but
we're
screaming
Anderson,
some guy.
Ian Anderson,
wait a
Ryan
minute.
Anderson.
So you're saying
to tell me
you get excited and you scream out a guy's name?
No, I didn't.
You said, "Whoa, Ian!" Yeah. That's
no,
what you
no,
said
no,
you
no.
did.
I just went,
"Woo!" And you said, "Ian!"
Yeah. Yeah, so God, that's the name of the song. What? My God.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's right. No difference between what Lance described and what you're doing.
No, there's a big difference.
And you right? gesticulate when Tiger hits a big putt.
I just want it to go in. That's all. I'm
and then when it goes in, do you go,
ooh, yeah. Like the Tiger. Yes, Tiger. Yeah, that's understandable because golf makes everybody excited. Yeah. So anyway, April 12th out at Herman Park. Go to Eventbrite, Brite, Eventbrite.com, or you can just find out all the information and get to it through Lucille's 1913. Lucille's 1913 website. Tommy. Oh, you're giving Kyrie shade for the time of his birthday when John takes off for tropical golf getaways with his boys. I have vacation days. You know when Kyrie's vacation days are? The 4 months he doesn't play basketball. Not during the season. Okay, Tommy Stark? So, yeah, I can use vacation days to go play golf in tropical places.
Cool story.
Actually, Terry Yates is coming on in a little bit, and he and I We went down to El Paso area. Where was that, Terry? I forgot the name of it. Huh? La Jita was unbelievable. Awesome. Yeah. That was me and Terry went. I still got pictures I got to send you.
Lance, when John regales us about his golf stories, do you like die inside a little bit?
I don't die inside.
Because it's like two people care.
No, and it's Terry, about we care.
Yeah, two people. That's what I said. Two people.
Narrow casting.
Mm-mm. Yeah, oh. Remember that trip I took to play golf? Let's talk about it, Terry, when you're not even on mic.
Let's call. If you're a golf fan, give us a call.
I don't have time for that.
713-780-37, and the phone boards will light up, okay? All the golf fans out there. 713-780-3776.
Guys, if you want to hear John talk about something that only like means something to two people and one of the guys isn't even on mic, call in, and they'll talk about it.
He's going to be on mic, and he's going to be talking about this everything that's going on with Deshaun. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. If you want to get actual information about the criminal and the civil system, then Terry Yates is here for you.
But you watch Law and Order. You can't provide
that. I do watch
that.
Law and Order. I'm practically a lawyer right now. I've watched every episode of Law and Order. Not SVU. I don't like that stuff.
You don't like Ice Cube? I mean Ice-T?
I don't like when guys are
doing stuff.
Attacking kids and stuff. And other stuff. I'm not watching that.
Yeah, it's kind of aggressive. Yeah,
it's too aggressive. But law, the regular Law and Order.
When people
now,
getting murdered.
You find out. That's right. I don't mind murder. Murder's fine. But you find out about the law system. Now, I know the New York judicial system because it's all in New York. But I'm not sure if it translates to Texas. We'll see with Terry Yates. He knows all about Texas law. See, Oscar is here. He wants to talk about golf here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Oscar in here. Hey, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. I like to watch the men play golf.
You like to watch the what?
He said, I like to watch the men play golf.
Oh, good.
That's what he said.
Congratulations.
I like to watch the men play golf.
Yeah, that's the color you got.
The phone board is lit up, okay? Oh, Mr. Irrigation. Oh. Now, this will be interesting.
He can talk about elevations and
no, he's gonna
how
talk
much
about
water
sprinkler
he
systems.
Puts on the on a putting green, depending on the time of the year.
Oh, this is horrible. We don't need this.
We don't have time for this. I told you.
We know, because we're up against it. We've got Lucille's here, and we've got Lance has got to go. You're doing
this segment has
video
been good.
With me, right? In an hour?
Yeah, we have a podcast and a video, and then...
Yeah, we got to do it right away, because I got a tea time today.
I know you do.
Okay, 713-780-3776. If you've got a question...
We knew you had a tea time today. Trust me, we knew.
If you've got a question for Terry Yates about this, the criminal system or the civil system, what's going on with Deshaun Watson, legality of everything, then you're more than welcome to get in here at 713-780-3776. Terry Yates up next to talk about what's going on.
Bye, bitch. ESPN 97.5.